talk federal politics now, and the fallout from the Peter Slipper lawsuit continues in federal politics. The case mounted by former staffer James Ashby thrown out this week in the federal court. With Tony Abbott forced to answer questions in London, the opposition leader brushed off government allegations that he or any coalition member was involved in helping James Ashby or others bring down the Speaker.
There are no conspiracies here. There are no conspiracies whatsoever. I think the Labor Party should stop hyperventilating. As I said, if the Labor Party thinks there's been some terrible injustice done to Mr. Slipper, they should put him back into the Speaker's chair.
What role did you have in the case against Mr. Slipper?
None whatsoever. I had no specific knowledge of the details of the claims against Mr. Slipper until I read about them in the paper.
Tony Abbott speaking on the ground in London. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Nothing to do with me, nothing to do with us. Tony Abbott says he had no knowledge of this affair before it broke. Do you think the opposition leader, he's over there in London, can safely avoid much fallout from this judgment in the federal court?
I think the government's determined to try and pin as much on the opposition as it possibly can. It's not been able to produce evidence. It can point to the fact that Tony Abbott does always put in that qualification, no specific knowledge, but it hasn't been able to make a case. It's still flirting with the idea of an inquiry, but really that would be a very difficult path, I think, for it to go down. And I think it is, in a way, just trying to taunt the opposition with that. Also, of course, there's one more opinion poll to come, and I think that the government's creating as much doubt over the opposition and trouble for it in those days leading up to that poll.
As we discussed yesterday, the pressure point for the coalition directly is Mal Brough, who's running for the LNP against Peter Slipper in the seat of Fisher at the next election. And the judgment, the judge's comments about Mal Brough were quite damning, I think. Tony Abbott is standing by him, but the government is trying to escalate the pressure on Mal Brough, calling for him now to front the media, for starters.
Yes, it is, and clearly the Mal Brough is the vulnerable point, and it was interesting that the coalition did close ranks behind him yesterday, except there was one more ambivalent voice, and that was Barnaby Joyce, who in fact supported someone else in that pre-selection that installed Mal Brough, even though he wasn't a voter in the pre-selection, but he was a known backer of another candidate. And he yesterday was saying, well, it's up to the members, branch members in the electorate, and I'm not one of those, but the others were very, very strong behind Mal Brough, and there's no doubt I think that he'll be the candidate, he'll remain the candidate.
And Michelle, the argy-bargy over the surplus goes on. Joel Fitzgibbon, the government whip, now saying the government should ditch the surplus. Do you think this is helpful? Is it orchestrated? What's going on here?
I don't think Joel Fitzgibbon is orchestrated. He is a maverick on a number of fronts. He is, of course, a known Rudd supporter too. But I think that what the government's doing is either keeping its options very open or just starting the, more likely starting the walk back from the surplus. Probably no decisions will be made until the new year, until there are new figures available, but the government's acknowledging that what's happening to commodity prices is making the achievement of the surplus very difficult. The argument by some is that it's better to just get it out there, say, look, we're not going to be able to make it, and regroup around another position. But, of course, it's also unwise, I guess, for the government to be premature in its judgments. It doesn't want to be chopping and changing. It is quite a difficult judgment as to when you say, well, enough, we just can't do this, because they had invested so much political capital in the surplus, far more than most economists think is justified.
Okay, Michelle, look, thank you so much for joining us every morning this year to talk federal politics. You have a wonderful Christmas. Next year is an election year. Well, the question is, will it be dominated by the scandals that have dominated the end of this year, the two scandals, the AW scandal, the Peter Slipper affair? Or will the parties get talking about policy? Thanks very much, Michelle. Have a great Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you and to the listeners.
It's 12 minutes to 8 on Breakfast.